Welcome to this edition of the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. We're excited to be coming to you with another episode of our report globally for your iPhones, smartphones, Androids, iPods, iPad, wherever you can hear us, that's where we are. We want to say this Saturday, March the 5th, 2011, our third annual red carpet event for students. It will be awesome. We're expecting a lot of dressed up young students to come out as we will see the premiere of Rango, Johnny Depp's new movie. And we're very, very excited about that. Third annual red carpet event, photography. We're going to have photography all over the red carpet. Different video teams as we film different TV shows. So we're looking forward to that. This weekend for my third annual red carpet event for students. Also, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. III will be at Buchanan School March the 5th at night, so we're looking forward to that as well. And iPhone. If you have an iPhone and you want to be able to transmit simple photos to your nearest photo lab, you need the program called Snapshot. Snapshot. There it is. And as we said before, Rango, the animated feature, hits and opens this weekend, starring Johnny Depp. Hilarious trailer. If you hadn't seen it, check it out. I do look forward to seeing the film. I'll probably see it the night before we do our red carpet event, just so I can get my laugh on early. All right? Faster is now on DVD, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's on DVD, just hit. If you haven't had a chance to check out the new technology with Blockbuster, of course, Netflix, and the Red Zones on your iPhone and iPads and your Androids, check it out. Great technology, folks. And we're excited about all the things that's going on. And I want to thank affiliates, of course, Mad Max, Pro Flow, for Show Radio. Definitely appreciate the compliment we got from you. Definitely, sir, keep it up, keep it hot, and keep the flow flowing. And the rest of you, Katie Handyman and all my affiliates, we appreciate you as well. Holla back. God bless you all. Be good. And we want to say good morning and welcome to this edition of Ken McCoy Radio. Folks, we are so excited. It is going down. I mean, there's so much going on, so much to give you, so much knowledge, so much light. But we're excited to have a great show. We have, of course, Henry Short with us from Permanent Music. He's going to spill it, folks. He's going to spill it about all the – he's a private label, independent label that's going to tell us all the projects that they have going on with Permanent Music, a rollout of West Coast Music 2, Volume 2 that's coming out, and YB, Magnificent 7, and all that Goldie, the makeover, all that. He's going to give us all that information. As well as we will hear from Jermaine McFadden, young man that's playing in the championship game, Bullard versus Clovis West, Celland Arena, Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Jermaine just received his acceptance letter from Morehouse College in Atlanta. He's going to be calling in later on in the show. So we are just excited that we are spreading the positive news around the world, and we're just excited. And, of course, let's kick it off with Henry Short of Permanent Music. Henry, how you doing, man?
I'm fantastic, Ken. How are you doing this morning?
Man, it is. I'm smiling. I'm blessed. I'm excited. First, this is our first interview with you, man. The leader.
I know,
of
it's
AOG.
Been a long time.
I know you had AOG. Now you've expanded with a label. And so tell everyone out there, what is Permanent Music? What are they about? I know you're a gospel Christian label, independent label, though. So tell everybody
Correct.
About Permanent Music.
Okay, Permanent Music is what we consider a mini conglomerate that's trying to, you know, take independence to the highest level, you know, by meaning being self-contained. Permanent Music consists of three labels, actually. Permanent Music being the parent arm music group, and also Vita Records. And within that conglomerate, within Permanent, we also own our partnership with a recording studio, MVP Recording Studios. There's a graphics company within the conglomerate, AOG Graphics. And also, you know, dearest to our heart is our booking and promotions company, Holy Jams, which does all different types of things for the urban Christian culture, not only just for Permanent Music artists, but also for other independent artists that's trying to be heard. So we're really in a good situation where we're able to make a lot of moves and, you know, have six projects coming out this year. So we're really excited. There's great people on our team, and it's just been a long time coming in. We're here to make the push for the independence, especially with the change of the marketplace and the doldrum of the music industry, if you will. So we're trying to add life to it.
Now, what is, Henry, break it down. What is the difference right now between being an indie and being signed? I mean, what's the difference?
Okay, well, the difference with the indie is that, first and foremost, that, it's all about creativity. Typically with the majors, it's about the all-in dollar, the mighty dollar. How can we make more money? Where you use the arts to make money, but with independent, it's really about the creativity, about the artistic impression or expression of the artist. And, really we're able to do whatever we decide to do, where it's able to get the word out there and change the way music is being made and being heard. Because typically in majors, it's pretty much the cookie cutter formula, whatever formula works, the latest formula. Where being independent, you can be creative and artistic and expressive.
Cool. Now tell me, break it down. About some of the artists that's on the label and why they're hot in the gospel genre.
Okay, I love that question. Well, some of the artists that we have, we'll start with the permanent imprint. We have YB, who just dropped an album in February called Why Believe. Young, talented young man, just turned 20 years old. And he's showing that, it's okay to have a party, doing urban Christian culture music. It's okay to have a party, okay to dance, and still spread a positive message, to the youth and like. And then we have an artist by the name of Goldie, who came up the streets, had a very hard life, was involved in prostitution, was also, by all terms, a crack addict, and, was able to give her life to Christ, clean herself up, through the word of God, and then now all of a sudden trying to share with other women how to be empowered and do other things, so it's really a blessing to make those different things happen.
That is, go ahead. Go. This is great.
And then, we picked up another artist by the name of John Revelator, who's all about the arts, who really believe in the Holy Renaissance, about taking arts back for Christ and sharing the word and doing other different things. So we're really, really excited about that. He's bringing spoken word. He has a step show when he up on stage. And then we have another young lady by the name of Sister Testimony, who is all about, empowering young girls, let them know it's okay to be, go hard for Christ, not to be just a video vixen, but a vixen for Christ, if you will.
Yes, indeed. Man, now, how did they find you? You found them. How did it all happen?
Well, it's kind of ironic because, when the label started in 2002, I started off as an artist myself and put a CD together, so I had that experience of what it's like to go from A to Z with a CD. And, in my experience with Christ, I asked God, point blank, how am I going to build a label, where am I going to get the artists from? And quite frankly, the message that came to me was that I will send them to you. And that's exactly what happened. Every artist that pretty much came to the label, showed up one way or another on my doorstep, or, I met them a couple of years ago and they let me know what they do. And, me being a music executive saying, okay, great. You're a good artist. Wonderful. Then 2 years later, they come back with something, say, I'm ready. So we've just really been fortunate as far as, artists being sent to us to be able to put the music together.
Well, Henry, I definitely want to say you do have the perseverance. I mean, I've seen you with Armor of God at many different events. And then I just saw a really cool photo of you at the Christian Music Awards red carpet last year for San Diego. I don't even remember seeing you there, but that is how this works. And we all collaborate one way or the other. And you and I have been trying to kind of hook up. But like we say, in time, we don't force any issues. It's just through time, it'll all converge. And now you have like this many artists on your independent label. And you're doing it all for the glory of God. Of course, it's business. There's a business side of it. I always tell people there's a business side, but obviously God guides that business. And I heard somebody, I can feel somebody out there going, amen. And that's what it's all about, folks. Jen McCoy Radio is not about any negativity. It's about positivity. So people listening, I know who Goldie is. I know who Cindy at Holy Jams is. And I want to thank Cindy dearly for connecting us. And I want to give her a direct shout out because Cindy is always on top of the Christian gospel situation, period, bar none. And I always want to say that. So she has a definite recommendation coming from me on LinkedIn about that, because it's people not wavering in the mission. And Henry, I know what it's like when you're doing this business. There's a mission, and a lot of times we got to go back to God and say, "Lord, is this right? Come on, Lord, guide me." Because I mean, it sounds cool, but is it right?
Right,
and that's
absolutely.
One of the things that, man, go ahead.
Yes, Cindy's been paramount in our growth as far as helping us bridge the gap between, you know, especially being independent label. You know, a lot of artists contact, you know, Holy Jams as far as, you know, booking and promotions and things like that. So one way that's been instrumental in our growth is that we have an opportunity to know who's out there, who's available, where they may be, where they may not be. We kind of call her the Rona Barrett of the gospel industry, because she already knows what's going on, you know. So that's beautiful.
Yeah, Cindy is just a great worker in that realm. And again, it's always about bringing it. And she's always saying, "Well, Henry." So Cindy got so cool, she changed her name from Cindy Valencia to Cindy V, y'all. So that's Holy Jams. Now, Henry, tell everybody, when we come back from this quick break, I want you to tell everybody how to get in touch with you. But we'll be right back after this brief commercial. Stand by.
Henderson's Cadillac, located at 940 East Compton Boulevard, Compton, California. New pre-owned vintage Cadillacs, insurance collisions, repairs, welcome. Ask for Jeffrey Henderson's operations manager at 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Complete Automotive Center. If you had an accident in your car and the repairs are over $5,000, we'll give you a free rent-a-car up to 5 working days. That's a free rent-a-car up to 5 working days. That's Henderson's Cadillac, 940 East Compton Boulevard. Boulevard, Compton, California. That number again is 310-594-2097. That's 310-594-2097. Or you can hit us on our website at www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's www.thejeffreyhendersonshow.com. That's Henderson's Cadillacs for all your service needs. That number again is 310-594-2097. 310-594-2097.
And we are back here with Ken McCoy Radio, our very special guest, Mr. Henry Short of Permanent Music. Folks, let me tell you something. You need to get in touch with Henry. If you're a gospel or a Christian artist, you're looking for guidance from an independent label, you need to get with a pro. Henry is a pro. It's not by word of mouth. I've seen the man in action. Henry, tell everyone how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, the best way to get in touch with me is to contact us through our website, which is www.permanentmusic, and music is spelled MUZIK.com. That way you can follow the prompts and to contact us, and that's the best way to get a message to us, because we read every email that comes through, because we're all about independent artists and watching their growth and being a mainstay within the music market.
And that's exciting. Now, when is your next showcase? I mean, I know you got something brewing.
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, our next showcase will be March 25th in the great city of Sylmar. One of our subsidiary labels, Vita Records, they put on an event every fourth Friday of the month called, you know, Fourth Friday. and we have our Magnificent Seven group, you know, which is led by a Big Lou, who is also the CEO of Bar Music Group. You know, they're going to do a showcase, let everybody see, you know, the new music that we're putting out, because not only are we independent, which we love being, but we also consider ourselves trendsetters in the music genre that we're in. So we love putting out new material and trying different things, and we look forward to having a great event for people.
That is so awesome. And again, Big Lou, isn't he a graphics guru as well?
Yes, Big Lou is a graphics guru. He also is the CEO of AOG Graphics.
That's one thing
that we love about our conglomerate is that, you know, we love to empower people. And also we have Over Vita Records is Santa Trinidad, who's also a member of Magnificent Seven. So what we do is we work with the artist, and we develop an artist, and then we, you know, show them how to how to empower themselves, you know, and you know, give them opportunities to move forward, like with Big Louie. He's also a member of Armor of God, who did wonderful things at the Christian Music Awards, you know,
yes,
performing with the likes of CeCe Winans and the Katinas, you know, being on the sharing the same stage with them. But now he moved on, you know, not only from being an artist, but also being an executive, you know, and also giving other brothers and sisters a chance to shine as far as being an independent artist as well. So we're just trying to, you know, pay it forward, if you will.
Now, this is important. What are some points, I mean, business, on the business side, that before the people get in touch with you at permanentmusic.com, what are bullet points they need to know when they bring themselves to you? What should they have? What should they be prepared for?
Well, the one thing they should have is always is a demo of some sort, therefore we can take a listen to them, followed with a headshot or a photo where we can take a look at them, and also something on paper where we can read about them. Those are the big things that you want to have, because we need to see you, we need to hear you, and we like to see what you know, how you present yourself in print. Sometimes, to be honest with you, Ken, we get emails and the subject says "sign me,"
yes,
and it's just
yes,
the name of an email, and some young fellow, young, just says "sign me," but there's no contact
yes,
information, no way to get a hold of them. I'm sure the music is great, but just saying "sign me" is not going to be enough to make us spark interest. And as you stated, it is a music business, so we need to know that we must be in business with you. I mean, if you have a following and you're making moves, then we want to work with you.
And that's important. So, again, anyone out there listening in terms of, you know, you're an artist and you say, hey, on Ken McCoy Radio was this record label called Permanent Music, and their website is permanentmusic.com. Hey, they're looking for people, but this is what we need before we get in touch with them. We need a photo of ourselves. We need some kind of basic resume and a mantra of what your music is about, and of course some demo music. So three of those things before you get in touch, so that it, again, people out there listening, it is a business, and you know you
absolutely
don't want to go to McDonald's with no money, or any of these other restaurants with no money, and go, well, let me just go check out the menu and I'm gonna leave and come back. Bring your money to eat.
Absolutely. And that's something I'm trying to share with you know, our people that work with us, because, you know, every month we have business meetings, you know, we have prayer time, and we discuss, you know, the art of doing business in our genre. You know, we understand that it's ministry as well. You know, we have time for that, but we also understand that we got to take care of the back end as far as the business is concerned, and make sure that we promote ourselves properly, make sure our images that are being spread out there are conducive to what the artists are portraying, and that we strategically place ourselves in the right places, so therefore we can, you know, build our marketplace, because we definitely want it to move forward.
I like that, moving forward. Now, Henry, I need to ask you a question. Where do we draw the line in music where it sounds too hard?
Where do we draw the line? Where it sounds too hard. Well, basically, when you're talking about hard, I believe you're talking about lyrical content. And when we're dealing with, you know, gospel music or what we like to call urban Christian culture, you know, we have to make sure that we're putting ourselves in the position of being a teacher. So we have to make sure that we lead the people. We don't want to lead them astray, and we don't want to give them, you know, all the layman's of the modern era, meaning, you know, foul language. You know, we got to
right,
make sure our language is clear. We got to make sure our message is clear, and that we leave them feeling uplifted as opposed to feeling like there must be destruction after they listen to the song.
There we go.
So that
is important, Henry. Say that again. Mm-hmm. You said about being a teacher, and when the message is clear, and when it's done, they don't want to feel that sense of destruction, and that's personal destruction, nor the message of let's go out and tear something up.
Correct. You should be left with uplifting spirit after you listen to the music. Now we always say it can be hard, but
yes,
it can be hard where you want to go hard for Christ, not necessarily go hard and go tear up a store or rob somebody or hurt somebody or dismantle someone. You know, we want them to share messages of hope. You know,
hope.
So,
there it is. You're right, Henry.
That's our whole you know, that's what we believe, and that's how we be productive.
And that I want everybody to know, listening out there, we have listeners all over the world that listen to this, and that's always where we are, is positivity, hope. So when people come on the show like Henry and everyone else, it's always about where we want to know, where's the positivity, where's the message, where's the guidance, because we want people to walk away with some knowledge. And here you just heard from Permanent Music, Henry Short. Now, Henry, real quick, what's your background in music?
Well, my background in music is that I started off as a music producer, and I had an opportunity to work on a compilation album in the secular world. And I was producing my first project. You know, I had a little budget, and I was gathering, you know, unsigned talent. And I got to the final song of the project, and then during that final song, as I'm working with, people that are gangbangers, you know, I'm putting Pips and Bloods together on these songs. You know, it's full of adverse lyrics, if you will.
Yes.
And
yes.
During the making of this project, you know, I had an opportunity to learn who Christ was and gave my life to Christ. And after that, I no longer could work on that secular project anymore. It was starting to make me feel sick to my stomach when I'm in the studio to the lyrical content that I was working on.
Yes.
And I actually walked away from the project. And I made a lot of people upset.
Hey, but God was happy.
Yes, yes.
That's the point. Yeah. There's the point. Folks, we couldn't have said it any better. Henry Short, Permanent Music. Henry, we thank you for your time, man, and your knowledge and your spirit. And we want you to keep us up to date with the showcases and emails of where the groups are performing. And tell Cindy at Holy Jams we said hello, and we thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you for the opportunity, Kenny. You have a great day.
Hey, it's all good. Thank you, sir. We love you.
All right.
Henry Short, Permanent Music, folks. Check him out. Go to the website, Permanent Music, MUSIK.com. This is Ken McCoy, Ken McCoy Radio. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. And, of course, we are getting ready for our event tomorrow, our third annual red carpet event. It's been the buzz of buzz. It's all about the students, the young people between the ages. I just found out the ages are 2 to 18 that will be walking the red carpet tomorrow, glamored up. We have camera crews coming, video crews coming, photography crews coming. We want to thank all of our sponsors, Fresno New Connections, Sierra Vista Mall, Zarconi, McCoy & McCoy Talent Development. Of course, we want to thank Botec Color Labs for sponsoring, Terry Duran for our Zimmer that will be there for the photos, the red carpet, Youth Ops. Everybody, we want to thank everybody for helping out. I'm just giving the thanks right now because I'm excited. It's the third annual, and the young people are really looking forward to this, and family and friends could stand and watch the young people arrive. It's all about positivity, and we're excited. But we're going to hear from Jermaine McFadden right after this break. He should be calling in, and we'll hear from him and about him going to Morehouse and everything else right after this brief commercial. Hi, I'm Ken McCoy. Some of you have heard me on Ken McCoy Radio and the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. Well, now I'm inviting you to check out my new ebook available on Lulu.com. It's called The Right Angle. I've spent over 30 years in photography photographing everyone from dignitaries, celebrities, presidents, different self-directed assignments in the photographic realm. I have had to use different choices in that realm, and of course, I chose to shoot from the right angle, not only photographically, but being the right type of person for the right type of environment. I've been blessed to do what I do, and I'm excited to share this information for the first time ever in my new book, The Right Angle. It has chapters such as Faith and Frustration, Making It Happen, Media 101 Today, Even the Inspirational Need Inspiration, and Preparation Reduces Perspiration. Check it out. It's got some funny stories in it, of course, in photography, and some that are serious. Check it out, The Right Angle. I'm Ken McCoy. And we are welcoming back everybody. Thank you for listening all over the world. This is Ken McCoy Radio. We heard Henry Short bringing it to us about Permanent Music. And we're expecting Jermaine McFadden to call in. But Jermaine is a senior at Bullard High School. And, of course, they just won a game that sent them to the championship. It'll be Bullard High versus Clovis West, Selland Arena, Fresno, California for the championship game. And, of course, Jermaine just received his acceptance letter to Morehouse College in Atlanta. And he is also going to be our special guest, one of our special guests, at our red carpet event tomorrow at the Sierra Vista Mall Theater 16 as we take a group of young people to see Rango, the premiere, of course, of Rango, starring Johnny Depp, and we are so excited for that event. It's the third annual red carpet event, and Jermaine will be there. Deshelle Hernandez is our special guest from Hollywood that will be coming in. She has, over 4,000 Facebook friends. She was also on the soundtrack for Bratz, and her song is called Fearless, and she will be there tomorrow, and she's looking forward to this event. And we're just excited. She was on our show previously, and everyone's just excited about a positive event. Many people are saying, what's the purpose of the event? The purpose is to showcase young people in a positive light, and for that day, they are the celebrity. These young people could be doing all kinds of things wrong, but it's sometimes we need to stop and highlight them and say, you are a good person, and there are good adults that care about you in the positive way. So it's all about that. Of course, it's what we do. It's our mission to highlight the youth. We were all young at one time or the other, and we need that motivation. We need that kind of you're the celebrity. Instead of something negative, it's positive. So we have a 50-foot red carpet. We have photos. We have video crew. We have they're going to get movie tickets. There is a raffle, and we want to thank all of the raffle donation folks that helped out. We want to thank iConnect Dots PR. That's my PR firm that represents me in a lot of major events, of course. So iConnect Dots, Fotech Color Labs, GY Casper Enterprises, McCoy Talent Development. We want to thank Fotech Color Labs again for pitching in and saying, yes, we believe in youth. Jeannie at Sierra Vista Mall, Gold and More. We definitely want to say thank you for these folks that just said, as soon as I mentioned it, they just jumped on board and says, yes, we're in. We want to help. And that's what it's all about for me, is making sure that young people can smile. It's all about smiling. I'm telling everybody, I want the adults that are there, I want everybody smiling. I don't want anybody looking all serious, because it's a positive event. And they're going to walk the red carpet. They're going to get some pizza. They're going to get a movie ticket, raffle ticket. They all got a little gift thing. They're going to all get some kind of souvenir of this event. And we're going to get lots of photos. And Youth Ops, of course, is one of the groups that I spend time with, donating time to the youth. And we just definitely want to say to everybody out there, thank you for being a part of positivity and motivation, self-esteem, self-direction. You know, you don't need anything else to guide you or hype you up. This is enough to hype up an army when you see what these young people are going to be wearing and the excitement and, you know, the buzz that's going on. It's just astounding. So, yes, get ready for this event. It will be exciting, and we're definitely looking forward to it. And, of course, we're doing some things, folks, and we're just excited that those of you that tune in, you support us by tuning in, and we appreciate it. And anytime you need to get in touch with me, you can email me, Ken McCoy Radio, in the subject, KenMcCoyPress@yahoo.com, KenMcCoyPress@yahoo.com, and just put that in the subject, and we can, if you want to sow a seed to what we're doing, any of that kind of stuff, you could just hit us up, and we'll be glad to chat with you. But it's all about positivity, all about motivation, and moving forward, bringing on very intriguing guests. It's not scandal radio, it's positive radio, but we also want to educate people. And so we have some special guests coming up in some future editions of Ken McCoy Radio. So we want you to stay tuned as we bring you more. Yes, indeed. Now, we are excited. We have a lot going on. Henry Short came on. Again, Jermaine McFadden is our special guest tomorrow with Deshelle Hernandez. And we have a lot of other young people that will be there. We have people from... young people from all different schools, select group, though, folks. So we're just excited. It's positive, and I'm excited. So this is Ken McCoy, Ken McCoy Radio. Want to thank you definitely for listening and tuning in and making it happen and being there for us. And keep it positive, because that's the only way that you can make things work. All that negativity comes back and haunts you. So we just want to say keep it positive. I want to say God bless you. Thank you for listening. We are moving on. It's Friday. Go do something good for somebody else. And again, put a smile on your face, because God has smiled on you. Take care.